LEX 18 presents a podcast with hot takes, hot topics, with your hosts, Megan Mannering and Evelyn Schultz. This is Hot Mic.
Hello and welcome to Hot Mic. We are your co-hosts, Evelyn Schultz and Megan Mannering. No guests today, just going to be us recapping what we've been up to, some holidays that are coming up, and a lot of good stuff, but also we want to begin with something a little heavier today.
Yeah, you know, we like to keep things typically light on Hot Mic. It's kind of a fun place for us, but we do want to start just by saying that we are recording this 2 days after that devastating UPS plane crash in Louisville. So this episode will come out about a week after that happened. And Megan, you've been in Louisville covering that the past day. We've been covering it here from Lexington as well. So our hearts just go out to everyone impacted by that. We know that obviously people have died in that crash, which is just so terrible, but it impacts their families. It impacts UPS workers, so many people all across Kentucky. So really just thinking of everyone who has been impacted by that crash.
Yeah, so devastating. And I'm kind of proud of our team in this moment because this has been all hands on deck. And I think this is a moment when local news is really, really important to get the facts, to get them quickly, to know that they're verified. Mm-hmm. And I think our team has approached this, with such sincerity and kind of been humans first, as well as journalists, you know, like everybody is really feeling for the people in that crash, the people of Louisville. So just proud of our team and thinking of all those victims and their families. Really, really hard.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, you mentioned our team. I also think of the first responders who have come from all across Kentucky who showed up in Louisville to help fight the fire after the crash. People who have come to feed first responders.
Oh my gosh,
who were at that crash.
Governor Beshear said, I think it was 200 first responders showed up that night of the crash.
How quickly people are able to mobilize to help always is incredible to me. So just wanted to begin with that note and just let everyone know that our thoughts are with everyone who's been impacted by that. And of course, we will keep you updated in the weeks to come as we learn more about that crash. But again, thank you for being with us here on Hot Mic. We so appreciate you joining us every week. It has been so nice to hear feedback from people who have been listening. I heard from one person who said that Hot Mic is the first podcast he's ever listened to.
No way.
Which just really touched my heart.
Wow.
And what an honor to be the first podcast that someone has ever listened to.
I'm still like kind of surprised anytime someone says they listen. I shouldn't. Me too. I'm like, oh, great. You want to listen to us just gabbing?
Yes.
No kidding. That's
awesome. I know.
Yeah. And we've had some really fun guests. We do a little recap. We talked to, who did we talk to last week?
Shayna Stahl.
Oh, Dr. Stahl.
Yes.
Such an interesting conversation.
The UK marching band director.
Yeah, she's such a slay. We had some old vintage photos that she didn't know we were going to have.
Yep.
And hearing about her world and how music ties into UK athletics was so cool. And then the week prior, we talked to Tom Ackerman.
Yes.
Yes.
The much requested Tom Ackerman episode.
We're probably going to have him on again.
I think so.
I think our,
once the eyebrows grow fully
our
in,
viewership really went way up.
And now he's doing No Shave November. We actually have a team of people at the station doing No Shave November, raising money for the Markey Cancer Center at UK. So Michael Burke is participating.
Yep.
Keith Farmer,
Patrick Harrion,
and Tom.
Okay. So you can find all of that, I think, on their social media.
Yep.
But No Shave November, one of several holidays that we have in this season. Like, we are in the holiday season.
We really are. And you know what I wrote on my notes here? Because, you know, we come in
we
with
do.
Notes. I wrote, Halloween is over. It's done. How are you feeling about
that? Checked. I feel good. Evie threw a fantastic Halloween party.
Thank you.
It was the mixer of a lifetime. And people really committed to the costumes.
You had a great turnout. Yes. I actually thought my house can't fit this many people. It was kind of
I don't know that it was up to fire code.
It probably was not.
I think Cannoli was a little stressed.
We had to put him upstairs. He was stressed out.
Yeah.
He wore his costume for a little bit, his little angel wings. But then I took him off and said, you can go upstairs now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had an amazing costume.
Thank you. I was I think my parents were totally confused by this. I was Katy Perry going to space. Mm-hmm. So you remember earlier this year, yes, when that group of women,
yep,
went to space for like 10 minutes.
Was that the Blue Origin?
The Blue Origin. Yeah. So I was happy with the costume. I did a little DIY.
Yes.
Like, ironed on the letters and, had a ratty wig that uh-huh. I, but I really felt like I looked like
you
Katy
did.
Perry.
No, you did. I was impressed.
Thank you.
Could have fooled me.
And, well,
Katy.
Thank you. And yes. You and Charlie.
We were the Louvre thieves. Also sort of a timely costume similar, yeah, to yours. So, we had ski masks, sort of like how thieves might wear. And we ordered fake costume jewelry from Amazon, and I wore a tiara.
Yeah.
And I think some of the Louvre thieves were wearing, like construction vests. Mm-hmm. So Charlie
sneaky.
Put on, yeah. So to blend sneaky. In. So Charlie put on one of those. It was a very easy costume,
but effective
and very comfortable. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. It was very comfortable. I didn't even put, yeah, on makeup, which was the best part.
I think like the older I get, the more I am going for comfort. I mean, mine was a sweatsuit, so I feel you on,
yes,
that. It was like a tracksuit.
Yep. Yep.
I don't need to be,
no,
cold.
Don't want to be cold.
I don't need to
warm.
Be uncomfortable. You know, when I came here and I worked weekend evenings, I would drive home, and I kind of drive by campus to, mm-hmm, get home, and it would be like midnight.
Yeah.
And I would see all the college girls.
Yep.
No coats. That was us.
Yes. Yeah. We can relate, but it's miserable.
It's why?
Actually, you know, a sad story from college for me, was that my mom had got me this really gorgeous coat for Christmas. It was like a white wool. It was really pretty. And this is why I guess college girls don't wear their coats out, because I wore it out and I left it at,
no,
a fraternity and lost it forever. And I was very upset about it because it was a really nice coat. And I don't even know if I ever told my mom. I felt really bad about it.
She's going to find out now.
But she'll probably listen and hear this. But yeah, I guess that's why we can't wear our coats out, because you're 21 years old, because you lose your nice coats. But yeah, now that we're...
You're so forgetful at that age.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Now that we're adults, we want to be warm,
right,
and comfortable.
Also, think of just the bottomless pit that is a frat house.
You're never going to find your,
no,
coat if
and,
you leave
and
it there.
And if you do find it, you probably don't want it.
There were probably some stains on that thing. I don't know. It was,
yeah,
probably stuffed under someone's bed,
ew,
somewhere.
Ew.
Who knows? I don't know. It's probably good I didn't get the coat back, but I do still think that was a cute coat.
Yeah,
so
never forget.
Yeah. Well, are you ready for the other holidays that are coming up?
I'm so ready. Mm-hmm. I was in Hobby Lobby over the weekend, and all of their Thanksgiving fall stuff, mm-hmm, was 50% off.
Oh, that's good to know.
So I was stocking up on that, but they also had all their Christmas stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not ready for Christmas yet, but I'm just ready for the holiday season.
Yes.
I like the buzz. I kind of like the stress of it all. Like, you have, mm-hmm, all these things you have to get done, but it's all fun.
Yes.
How are you feeling? Are you ready?
I am ready. You know, it's interesting though, because I said this actually on Sunrise a few days ago. I was driving into work the other night, and we've had a few warm days. The past, mm-hmm, few days have been kind of warm. And a few people, you know, in my neighborhood have already put up their Christmas decorations, and, mm-hmm, it feels odd to be driving to work when it's 65 degrees with all these,
right,
Christmas decorations out. So I don't know if I'm ready in that sense,
mm-hmm,
seeing all the Christmas decor yet. I don't think my mind has flipped over,
yeah,
to it's the holiday season.
Sure.
Maybe once it gets chillier, which I know it's about to get colder. So
yeah,
I think that will flip the switch for me.
It kind of sets the tone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with Lindsay Smart, one of our favorite photographers,
yes,
yesterday. And when we were driving home from Louisville, we were trying to find a radio station, and she was flipping through, and,
oh,
all,
no,
of a sudden we heard Silent Night, and she was like, get it off, get it off.
Too soon?
Wait, too soon.
When
too
do
soon.
You think is too soon? Let's do a little hot take situation. When is too soon for Christmas music, or when is the right time to start the holiday music?
The right time is the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I'll die on that hill.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people who are listening to Christmas music right now, and I just, no. We focus on one holiday at a time.
We got to get to Thanksgiving. And I also,
yeah,
think that I am not the best person at living in the present, but I do think that by the time we get to Christmas, if you've started Christmas,
mm-hmm,
November 1st,
right,
it feels, it maybe take, for me, it maybe takes away the specialness,
yeah,
of the holiday. However, I do understand why people just jump into it, because it is so fun.
It's so fun.
Like, and I get that totally.
You know, one problem that we really have here in America, There are no Thanksgiving songs.
No.
You know, if we had Thanksgiving music, I don't think that this would be a debate.
Maybe we should start that. I like that. That's a good hot take.
Are there any musicians listening to this podcast?
Write
are you
a Thanksgiving
out there?
Song. Are there any Thanksgiving songs?
There's
I mean, truly.
One, and I'm like blanking on the artist name. Ben. Who's like a famous Ben? Robert?
Ben Platt?
No. Ben.
Not the...
It's not going to come to me, but I do listen to one guy, one artist who has a Thanksgiving song, and it's mid.
It's not even.
It's okay.
Sorry, Ben, whoever you are.
I love him. He's got a great voice. I'll look it up before the end of the podcast.
Okay.
But maybe we should write a Thanksgiving song.
Tune in to a future Hot Mic episode.
That could be
for our special Thanksgiving song.
That could be fun.
We are defrosting. That was another note I wrote down here. We are defrosting just like Mariah Carey. And I want to ask you, all I want for Christmas is you.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated or underrated?
I think it's rated just right.
Oh,
I think it's rated
perfectly
just
rated.
Right. Perfectly rated. That is the song. You hear it. And the holidays are here. And
yes.
It's one of those you can't help, even if you don't like it, you
uh-huh.
can't help but tap that foot.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just a happy tune.
Yes, totally.
So I don't think it's underrated. I don't think it's overrated. It gets a lot of hype.
It
gets a lot of hype. But I also kind of like the thought of having like an official start to Christmas
yep.
and that it's a song.
Yes.
What do you think?
I would probably say... middle rated.
Ben Rector.
Oh, there we go. That's our Ben.
Ben Rector. Rector.
He has a Thanksgiving song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, our researcher and director.
Yes.
We appreciate
fact checking in real time.
Yes. I love that. yeah, that's some, we have a fact checker now. I think that's a good update for Hot Mic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like you said, kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly rated, leading, if I had to pick, maybe overrated, but that's just
yeah.
because like you said, it gets so much play
yeah.
this time of year. But she's capitalized on that.
Oh.
And as she should.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
I think as a musician, would that be the ultimate goal? Like to have one Christmas or holiday songs so successful that you're just set for life?
Probably.
She
kind
probably
of iconic.
Wouldn't have to release any more music.
No. And I don't know if she, to be fair, I haven't really kept up with Mariah Carey's music in a long time.
Is she the one that does Touch My Body?
Yeah. That is a good song. I do really like that song. And she's had so many other hits also.
Yeah.
But this is, I think, her bread and butter. Right?
That's a good way to put
it. I don't know how much money she's made off that song.
We could probably look that up
yeah.
too. We'll get back to you. speaking of bread and butter, Thanksgiving food. Let's go there.
Give me your hot take.
I've got some hot takes and I want to see how you align with
okay.
these takes. Number one, turkey is the worst part of Thanksgiving dinner.
I wouldn't say it's the worst, but it's not my favorite by any means. It's not my favorite
yeah.
part.
What is the worst part for you?
Like a green bean casserole?
Oh, really?
Ugh. Robert's giving me eyes like, what the heck? No, I hate green bean casserole.
Even with the French onion things on top?
I don't like those. Those
oh.
don't do anything for me. Well, I like those on other things, but
yeah.
they don't add anything to a green bean casserole for me.
Wow.
And I like green beans, but I would just want a plain
mm-hmm.
green bean. What is the worst part for you?
Probably the stuffing. I've got no time mm-hmm. for the stuffing, you know?
Really?
Well, I don't really know what's in there. I don't really trust it.
You don't want to know?
I don't want to know. And I just think, why focus on the stuffing when you can focus on the potatoes or anything else for that matter?
And I do think potatoes are the best part. Mashed potatoes?
Yeah. Are you going like traditional mashed potatoes or are we doing sweet potatoes? Because we sometimes do a sweet potato casserole.
I do like a sweet potato casserole, but if I had to choose, I would go with traditional mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mm.
I think that would be my ultimate. So good.
It makes me warm and cozy just thinking about it. Something really gross that I had to stop doing when I became an adult. I'm a big ketchup person.
What were you putting it on?
What wasn't I putting it on?
Everything.
But especially the mashed potatoes. And it got to a point where, like, my aunt would bring out a little saucer of ketchup just so that it didn't look bad didn't look tacky to have like a big bottle of Heinz.
Kind of take away from the aesthetic of the table.
Totally. But I just remember I'm the youngest of my siblings and all of my cousins. Mm-hmm. All of my older cousins and my older brothers just not wanting to sit by me because I was grossing them out.
Covered in ketchup.
Everything had ketchup on it.
I do sort of understand the mashed potatoes with ketchup thing because I'm thinking of maybe a meal that my mom used to make a lot when we were kids, meatloaf.
Oh,
and meatloaf has ketchup on top, right? Yeah. Some versions of it, you know, you bake it with the ketchup on top. You might eat that with a side of mashed potatoes. That's a very classic combo.
Yeah.
So I can see I'm making a connection there.
Well, and also like French fries and ketchup.
Yes.
And that's just a different variation.
Very valid. Hash browns. You might put ketchup on hash browns.
Oh, definitely.
Very valid. Okay. You're convincing me.
Try it.
Okay. Maybe I will.
Maybe you will. But get ready for the stares and the judgment from your relatives.
If you're doing that.
Yeah.
One thing about Thanksgiving is that I like my plate to be beige. I like it to be very neutral colors, all carbohydrates for the most part. So I do like stuffing.
Okay.
Then mashed potatoes. Obviously, those are sort of a neutral tone. Macaroni and cheese, also kind of in that yellow beige color family. I just like it to be all carbs. That's my main.
Now, are we napping after Thanksgiving dinner in your house?
Well, normally I work sunrise and then go home and eat. So, yes, because it's been a long day at that point.
Big time.
But
nap.
This year I have sunrise off.
Nice.
So I'm kind of excited about that.
Are you going to do Thanksgiving just with Charlie? Are you going to go with your family or his family?
Thanksgiving Day, we're here just us two. And then for the weekend, we're going to my grandparents in Indiana.
Cute.
So that'll be fun. They pushed it back for us so that we could celebrate with them. What are you doing?
I'm also off work. The night before Thanksgiving, I have my 10-year high school reunion
that
I'm hosting.
Like trouble.
Yeah, I'm really stressed about it.
Isn't that also a big night when people go back to their hometowns and kind of do it big out on the town?
So I hope that helps because right now only like 10 people have RSVP'd.
More people will come for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll listen to Hot Mike and get inspired to come.
Class of 2015, Lewis Cass High School. If you're out there,
you
please
need to
join the Facebook group and RSVP.
Make Megan's life easier.
Yeah. So I have that. And then we'll do Thanksgiving. Well, I don't know when we're doing it because one of my brothers, his football, he's a coach. His season is still going on at that point. So he won't be able to come and bring his family. I don't know. I'm like the last person to know anything.
Mm-hmm.
I will be in Walton, Indiana.
Okay.
Whoever else is there.
Sign up to see her.
Yeah.
I missed my 10-year high school reunion a few years ago.
No.
Initially, I was on the planning committee, but then it happened on a weekend that I couldn't make it back to Indiana. Mm. And I was so sad because there was a Facebook group for the reunion. And the day after, people were making posts basically saying things like, love our inside jokes from last night. Like, I had so much fun. Best night in a while.
Wow.
So great. Making new memories with each other. And I was so sad because I had...
Your memories are stuck in 2012.
And I had severe FOMO. I was like, wow, I didn't make it. And now...
Now you have to wait another 10 years.
I missed out on the inside jokes of a lifetime, it feels like. So I'm glad you're going to get to go. Man. It'll be fun.
I hope so. We'll see. It'll be good to see some people I haven't seen in a while.
But it's a lot to plan, so...
Back to the food.
Mm-hmm.
And our hot takes.
Yes. That was a tangent.
That was a tangent. Okay. Leftovers are better than the actual meal.
I would say yes.
Is that a very hot take?
I typically like leftovers better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to sound gross and I don't like this word at all, but kind of when things congeal.
Oh.
Is that really gross sounding?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not using the correct word, but I think I like when things get a little more time to settle.
Mm-hmm.
The food gets a little more time to settle. Mm-hmm. I'm a big leftovers person. I will eat the same thing for 5 days in a row.
That's good.
Like, as long as it's still good. So
definitely.
So you don't like Thanksgiving leftovers as much as the original meal?
Well, I'll be honest. These hot takes were taken from ChatGPT. So these are not my own beliefs.
Okay.
I might agree with you on that.
Okay.
I do love a leftover. And how often are your leftovers like a full meat and potato meal?
And like really good stuff.
Really good.
Yeah. Stuff that you don't get to eat very often, generally.
Yeah. I'm pro leftovers. Okay. Okay. Pumpkin pie is overrated.
Yes, I agree. Is that bad?
I think it's underrated.
You think it's underrated?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I will say. I don't need the crust on the pumpkin pie. I don't want the crust. I just want the filling. I would eat the filling plain.
Really?
But the crust takes it down a few notches for me because for whatever reason, I just don't love the crust. Okay. Pie crust, I think I can do without.
Even on the bottom?
Bottom is okay, I think. I think it's on the edge where it starts to become a little
it's
too
like
much.
Way too much hard crust, and crusty.
Which doesn't really match my previous statement of all carbs. Because I do love all carbs except for the pie crust, maybe.
You are contradicting yourself here.
There's just something about too much pie crust. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe at that point I'm just so full from all the mashed potatoes I've eaten.
I'll tell you what I love about a slice of pumpkin pie at the end of the meal when somebody makes a pot of coffee.
Ooh. And like, you're taking me there.
The kids have left the table. They're now like playing or taking naps or whatever. And it's like, you see, I only recently graduated to the adult table.
You made it.
I've made it. And it's pretty exclusive. And when the pot of coffee is made and the pie's done around, feel like, you know, one of the big kids.
That's what the holidays are all about, right? Just kind of being together with
being together.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Not to get all sappy.
We can get sappy here.
But what you're describing for me like is bringing back memories. Mm-hmm. Maybe not as a child, but seeing my parents and family do that. Totally. So I love that.
When you guys do holidays, is it extended relatives? Everybody's there, or do you kind of keep it to your nuclear family?
Well, so growing up, we always did Thanksgiving with my mom's side of the family. So she's one of four. It's not a massive family actually for being one of four. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a huge get together, but, we would do it with that side of the family. And then we would normally do Christmas with my dad's side of the family, which is also not crazy big, mm-hmm. but, you know, his siblings and their kids. And then growing up, we used to do a big family reunion after Christmas with my dad's side of the family. So, you know, my grandma's siblings and all of their families. Yeah. And we haven't actually done that recently, which I would like to get back to doing that because it's fun to see people. But yes, so that's kind of what we always did. Nothing really big, but never really just our, you know, just never just me, my sisters and my parents, typically. Something what about you guys?
Almost always with my mom's side of the family, she has a sister and her sister has three girls, but we haven't had a big holiday with the cousins and the aunts and uncles in a while because now we're kind of in this new era where everybody has kids.
Like people probably live apart, right?
People live apart. Yeah. And then like I have two older brothers and they, you know, want to have their own family traditions, which I think is really sweet. So like Christmas morning, they want to be in their own homes doing their own thing. So I think we're kind of figuring out how we're approaching holidays now that, you know, the family is growing and has all these little families within it. So
it's a weird feeling when you're the adult now.
It totally
is. You have to kind of play a role in figuring out the holiday dynamic.
Sure.
Do you remember, I assume you did this at one point in Montana, starting out in TV, like a holiday you spent not with your family?
Yes. I actually remember it like so vividly and it was really fun.
Okay. So you had a good experience.
I had a great experience. Well, I think I worked every holiday when I was in Montana and I'm sure not every experience was great, but I do remember, I think my first year there, maybe my second year, I was working Christmas and I had a fella at the time, no longer in the picture, but I think we both had to work because we both worked at the station, but we like went on a really amazing hike into a national forest and just had like a very, like there was a bunch of snow on the ground.
Kind of a
so it felt
key,
like Christmas.
Yeah.
And then like we went to a random church service in town. It was completely different than what I was used to, but that was just, it was cool to be in Montana because of all the snow. And that actually makes me think I had two great roommates and the following year, the roommates and I went into a national forest and cut down our own Christmas tree, which you can do in Montana for like a couple bucks. And that was a great Christmas memory.
I love that.
Did you do holidays in Montana?
Yes. And you know, I spent, I don't think from when I got there in 2016. Okay. The first year I was there, 2016, my family came to me.
Oh, fun.
Which was really nice. And I think we went to Bozeman, Big Sky. We spent Christmas there. And I think
Los Angeles.
Yes. It's very fancy. I think, we didn't really do it very fancy, but I think I was able to get like 2 days off of work. So, we did Christmas and I was so grateful that they came to me because mm-hmm. I was homesick, right? You're homesick yeah. when you first move away from home. And then the next few years I spent Christmas in Montana away from my family, which was okay. And you know, I think that was a great learning experience and mm-hmm. also just kind of gives you a new perspective on the holidays
yeah.
and like a compassion for people who maybe aren't always able to be with their families on the holiday. And one thing that I took away too is like, again, being sappy, but the holidays don't have to be one specific day, right? Mm-hmm. Christmas is December 25th, but yeah. if you celebrate it at a different time, that doesn't make it any less special.
Yeah.
You're still celebrating when you get to celebrate it with whoever you want to be with. So mm-hmm. there was one funny Christmas Eve in Helena. I won't name any of these people. They won't listen.
Name them.
they're nice people. You know who you are when, if you hear this. There was no one working this Christmas Eve because yeah. it was Christmas Eve and I was producing at the time. And these particular people, I believe were roommates and also coworkers. So I think they had a lot of togetherness and it was Christmas Eve. And
oh, I know this yes. story. I know. Okay.
So I'm producing. So I'm like sitting, there was a control room, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting at the back and they were directing the show. There was a technical director and a director. And they start fighting in the middle of a show and neither one of them will press any buttons.
So this is a live broadcast.
This is a live broadcast production and it is Christmas Eve and they are like fighting with each other. They're yelling at each other on Christmas Eve. And I finally was like, guys, it's Christmas Eve.
Oh my gosh.
And
somebody has to press something.
And honestly, it probably didn't go on as long as it felt, you know, but it felt like an eternity yeah. of this Christmas Eve, fight in the control room. Wow. So,
and that has lived with you.
Yes. That has stuck with me because that was a Christmas Eve memory. And that night after work, I did get to go, my friend Anna in Montana, her family very graciously invited me to spend Christmas Eve with them. So that was really nice. I think also it's so nice when, you know, maybe acquaintances or friends invite people into yeah. their homes for the holidays who mm-hmm. might not otherwise get to spend it with someone. That just like is to me is the ultimate.
So heartwarming.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the kindest thing you can do at the holidays. So
yeah. And it's kind of fun to see how other families operate yes. on the holidays because mm-hmm. everybody has different traditions and, you know, different aspects of the holidays hold different, you know, levels of importance. And yeah. I think that's been a fun thing. I don't know. I'm sure you've experienced this with Charlie, but with my boyfriend, uh-huh. like him coming, you know, onto my turf and doing holidays with my mm-hmm. family, very different than how his family does stuff. But it's kind of fun.
Do you all have any traditions that stick out?
My family? Mm-hmm. Yes. We always get a live tree.
That really sets the tone.
And I think it's really cool because even since my brothers and I have grown up and moved out, my parents still do it. And now sometimes they will take like my niece and nephew to go get a Christmas tree. Yeah. I feel like we have a lot. My oldest brother's birthday is Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's interesting.
And this is very like small town USA. for some reason, I think it's because B-Dubs is like one of the very few restaurants that's open on Christmas Eve.
Is that the place you all go?
We go to B-Dubs like every Christmas Eve.
Yum.
But all of our friends show up, like all of really our family fun. Friends. And then my mom is a pianist at a church. And so she has to play every Christmas Eve. And I always sing at the Christmas Eve service, do a little solo.
So, well, can we play that on hot mic after you do it?
Maybe
we will. Can you record that?
Maybe we will. So I feel like we do a lot of traditions, but we always prioritize getting together at some point. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it can't always be on the day, but mm-hmm. yeah. What are your traditions?
Well, this is a funny, we don't really do this anymore now that I'm married, but it kind of makes me sad. Growing up, I have three younger sisters. And up until college, every Christmas Eve, we would all sleep in one bed because we were, you know, sometimes like a full bed. Maybe we know what none of us had a queen bed probably. So we would literally all squish.
That's really snuggly.
Literally, it would be like one person's head here at the top, feet, head, feet. So that was one that we had growing up where we all had to sleep in the same bed.
And it's the reasoning, like, you want to make sure nobody sneaks downstairs to look at presents.
We're all going together.
Okay.
This is a team, a team effort. So that was one growing up that we had that
That's
I think is
really
fun.
Sweet.
And now we don't do it because I'm married. So Charlie doesn't want to be involved in that.
Could get weird real fast.
Yeah. No one really wants to partake in that anymore. And also you want to get a good night's sleep before Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're not waking up at 5 a.m. anymore to see our presents. I'm trying to think of any other like major traditions. Sometimes we watch like a Christmas movie that no one specifically, but we might try to do that. So
we do watch It's a Wonderful Life.
That's such Christmas a good one. That really
Do you have
will.
A favorite holiday movie?
I love Love Actually.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like that's not one that you hear a lot as like, you know, your favorite.
I love the Brits.
Yeah.
All-star cast. I love, you know, I like a movie also that has 8 different plot lines. And that movie has it. So you're never bored. It's like, we're all over
like
the place.
Watching TikTok.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. So I like Love Actually a lot. For the first time last year, I watched The Holiday with Jack Black.
Oh, yeah.
And, Jude Law.
Yeah.
And, who are the women?
Cameron Diaz.
And the woman from Titanic.
Kate Winslet.
Yes.
Winslow?
Winslet.
Winslet? Winslet. Fact check.
Her. All great. Another great cast.
Yeah.
Again, I love the Brits. Anything set in the Cotswolds, I'm all about at Christmas time. Those might be some of my favorite. Elf is another good one.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
It's a Wonderful Life because we watch it every Christmas Eve and only Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And it like makes me tear up. Mm-hmm. Like the message is just so good. I love It's a Wonderful Life. Also love Elf. Elf is so cute. And I watched a really cool show about how Elf was made. I think this series might still be on Netflix. It's called The Movies That Made Us. This is such a plug. I feel like I've told a lot of people about it, but they go back and revisit some of the iconic movies. Mm-hmm. I think they do Dirty Dancing and Home Alone and Elf and some others. And they talk about how they cast it and how it came about. And Elf actually ran into a ton of issues when they were creating it because Will Ferrell starred in Old School, which is a very different vibe than
Elf,
right around the same time. And so a lot of people were like, this isn't going to work because people aren't going to see him as an innocent elf. They're going to see him as a frat guy. And then they had issues.
Hilarious.
They had a lot of copyright issues with their costumes because it was kind of modeled after, I'm like, I can't think of any words today, but you know, like those old books, the Rankin. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
We'll think of it.
We'll think of it. Anyway.
That sounds so interesting, though.
Of copied the costumes. And so at the last minute, they thought they were going to have to change all the costumes. I don't know. So look this show up on Netflix. It's called The Movies That Made Us. And watch the episode about Elf.
It's so interesting, too, that they say we wouldn't have thought of Will Ferrell as Elf, because I feel like that's sort of the role that everyone does think of him.
Totally.
I mean, obviously, he's had a lot of roles, but that's kind of him.
Mm-hmm.
Funny. I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah. And the other episodes are really good, too, about the other movies that they follow.
That'll get me in the Christmas spirit.
I also love Home Alone. And
such a good one.
My 5-year-old nephew, I think, looks exactly like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
He does, if I'm thinking of the right one.
Yeah. He's like little blonde.
Yes.
And he can do, we've trained him to do this, you know, where he does the face.
Have they ever done a Christmas card like that? That would be so cute.
That would be cute. Maybe they should.
I mean, I know he has siblings, right? So they'd have to.
It's not all about him.
They'd have to fit them in somehow. Sure. They could be maybe the burglars.
Now that could be a good Halloween costume.
That would be really
holiday
cute.
Holiday crossover.
I love that.
How do we feel about Hallmark movies?
Oh gosh, I haven't watched a Hallmark movie in a long time, but I was just talking to my hairdresser. Mm. Shout out, Angela. She is a big Hallmark movie watcher. And so this is her time this year. Like she's been watching and she was telling me about them. You know, they have all sorts of types of Hallmark movies, but they're all kind of the same vibe, right?
Yeah.
A lot of different plots, but kind of, you can kind of figure out what's going to happen in a lot of them. So maybe I'll try them out. What about you?
I don't want to say I'm anti-Hallmark movie, but I'm not sitting down to watch a full Hallmark movie. My mom, she doesn't want you to think she's obsessed with them, but I think she's obsessed with Hallmark movies. I do like her reasoning. She says, well, my argument is like, you know how it's going to end. There is no element of surprise in these movies. Yep. It's always the same plot. And she says, well, that's the point. There's so much negativity and all this awful stuff going on. And you know that if you sit down to watch a Hallmark movie, it's going to have a happy ending. It's all going to be fine.
I can appreciate that.
Therapy, in a way.
I can see that. Sometimes you don't want a sad movie, a scary movie, a movie that feels too real.
Yes.
Because we deal with that all right in our everyday life. So right, I understand where she's coming from.
Yeah. Now, could Hallmark movies get a little variation? Like, you know that actress who
is in all of them?
Is in all of them. She's the girl in Mean Girls.
Yes.
Gretchen Wieners.
She actually has, like, really carved out a lane for herself.
She has. I think her name's Lacey something.
Yes, yes.
I'm not going to try with any more names this episode because I'm really struggling. But my mom always gets me because every time a Hallmark movie comes up with that girl, my mom says, well, she really gets around.
Well, your mom knows because she's watching all of them.
And she does star in every movie and has like a different guy.
I wonder. That's a good point. Well, okay, so that kind of brings me back to the elf thing, callback, because are we just supposed to suspend our disbelief that she's not the same person in every single movie, right? Like, we recognize this woman from every single movie, so she's just a different person every time, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You have to.
I struggle with that.
You have to start fresh with her every time.
Yeah.
Forget all the other times you've seen her. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch one this year.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure that they do like the 25 days of Christmas Hallmark movie countdown or something where they have one every night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Lisa Mannering is sap for that.
I love that. Hey, we all have our, last year I did like a 25 day countdown every day doing kind of something festive. I think I made it maybe 6 days, but it did get me in the right headspace. I maybe bake some cookies.
Yeah. That's cute.
I can't think of anything else that I did at this point.
I kind of remember this. I feel like maybe you did some crafting.
Yes, I did. I hot glued. This was really cute, but then they all fell off. I hot glued like mini ornaments, like mini glass or plasticky ornaments to a frame. It looked adorable, but one by one they were popping off.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time I got to Christmas, it was kind of just a hot glue frame.
Yeah.
So I tried. Gave it my best effort.
Sure.
I'm excited to decorate, though, this year.
That is exciting, especially because you have a house.
That is a fun part, yeah. To
you
put
can,
some
like,
stuff out.
Kind of start new traditions with your husband and cannoli.
I am trying, though, probably like a lot of people, I'm sure many people feel this sentiment, trying to spend less money and not go out and buy a bunch of new Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Because I think we all feel that temptation every year.
Yes.
On social media.
Totally.
And like, what does Home Goods have this year?
Well, I'm kind of proud of myself. I never do this, and I have done this for nothing else. But last year, I actually went into Home Goods and Paper Source after Christmas, and I bought a bunch of stuff when it was marked way down.
That's the way to do it.
I didn't even take it out of like the packaging. So I am excited to get my Christmas decorations out because I'm going to have some new stuff.
It's like you're getting to shop.
Right.
Again.
Right.
But you've already spent the money.
Yeah. It is tempting. And I'm someone who really goes overboard with my holiday spending.
It's hard.
It is hard.
We're setting a budget this year for sure.
How's that going?
It's okay.
How did the Halloween budget go? Because
I did set a budget. And, you know, honestly, I did pretty good. I think I did okay. I just bought a lot of candy, and I had to bring in all the extra candy to work.
Yeah.
And that stuff was gone in 6 hours here.
Sure.
We love our candy here at LEX18.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, everything costs so much nowadays. I think we've all seen that at the grocery store. Just the prices keep going up, so.
Yeah.
Trying to cut back and experience holiday joy in other ways.
Totally. Totally. And I think probably closer to Christmas, maybe we'll talk about some gift ideas that don't require a lot of spending.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start thinking and brainstorming.
Me too.
And we'll write them down
on these little.
And we each love a practical gift.
Yes.
So maybe we'll think of some
Good
ones. Like the battery daddy.
We've talked.
I don't know if I'm allowed to like promo specific brands on here, but I love.
We've been tossing out a lot of shows and musicians.
We are not paid for any of that stuff. I just
unless you want to.
I just happen to like the Battery Daddy. So
yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Well, if you were not in the holiday spirit yet, I hope this episode helped you feel a little more spirited.
I feel spirited.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of excited.
Me too.
I transferred over my wardrobe, you know,
that's a good feeling.
Summer to fall and have a lot of nice jewel tones in there now, which
today.
Yep.
Jewel today tone vibes. I love that.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's all a part of it.
Yeah. So fun.
So fun.
Well, I'm so glad that we got to be here on Hot Mic. I've been looking forward to this.
I think we needed it.
Our girl talk.
Yeah. Well, we did have girl talk on Sunday. We did get a coffee.
That was a meeting. That was a Hot Mic meeting.
And we were saying that we should have had mics there because we were really covering a lot.
Spilling that tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
There was a lot of tea.
It would be fun one day to take the show out and about.
On the road.
That would be, I'm sure Robert's like, please, no.
We are not doing that.
Taking this equipment somewhere else, that would be difficult. But yeah, this was fun.
It was. And we have an exciting guest coming up next week.
Yes, we do.
Do we want to plug?
Yes. I mean, I hope he...
Oh my gosh, what if he cancels?
This means he has to show up. You can say it.
Divine Karama.
Yes.
We're really excited. He's the director of One Lexington, and he's a hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
He's also working tirelessly to end gun violence, working with youth in the city. Like, he does an awesome job. And he has a big fundraiser every year where he tries to gather donations of coats for a big coat drive.
And that's getting underway. So we're going to have him on to talk about that, all the other work he does, and just him in general.
Yeah.
He's a really nice, cool guy. So, Divine, we're locking you in.
Now you have to show up.
We're locking you into Hot Mic. We're excited to have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and lots of other guests coming up, too. So tune in each week.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for tagging along, listening to our just nonsense and our banter about the holidays. This has been like, I don't know, such a blessing, I think, in news to have this time each week where we can just be silly and fun.
Totally.
So, thank you for joining us. Make sure you tune in, listen, watch wherever you get your podcast. And we will see you next week for a new episode of Hot Mic.